Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success.
Welcome everyone to our new episode today. We are thrilled that you're here, and I'm thrilled also to have Becca Shaw. Her company is Ember Healing, and she is, I gotta say this right, an Akashic Records coach. So welcome, Becca. I'm interested to hear what that's all about.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, you said it correctly. Well done. Lots of people struggle with the words, so not to worry at all.
Yeah, I had to definitely had to look at my notes, but there you go. We got there in the end. So Becca, tell us a little bit about how you became, what is Akashic Records, and how did you become a coach?
Absolutely. So first off, the Akashic Records, imagine every soul has their very own library, and you have access to this library on an energetic plane. And so when you go to this library, it holds everything your soul has ever done and ever could do. And so that includes past lives, future lives, everything in between. So your guides are there, your spirit guides, and they're like the librarians. They can help show you around. They can help you find the answers to your questions. And they could be super mundane things like, what should I eat for dinner? Or it could be something super powerful like, you know, what is my soul purpose? What am I meant to be here and do for humanity or the world, or just for my own soul advancement? So it is absolutely fascinating tool to have. And that's pretty much in a nutshell the Akashic Records. Yeah, so I've always been that weird person, that weird child, the child that found the fairies at the bottom of the garden. Growing up in England, I always say like the veil is very, very thin there. So I was always going to be magical and up in other realms and things. And I was always very interested in astrology and tarot reading and healing in every capacity of that. So my mum was very, very supportive. She would buy me books and essential oils and tarot cards and things. And I would just constantly learn and continue to learn. And then I always knew about the Akashic Records. I just didn't think it was for me, because the way most people do Akashic Records is it's like a psychic medium. And I would say, okay, I'm in your records. This is what you need to do. This is what they're telling me. And I was like, I'm not really that kind of person. I'm not the oracle. I'm not, you know, because I also did that with the tarot cards. And I found people would just say, thank you very much. And then they'd leave and they say, well, the tarot card said it will happen, so I don't need to do anything. Or they just would forget what I told them. And then so I thought, oh, I don't want to do Akashic Records. And then I found a teacher that said, how about Akashic Records coaching? And I said, oh, what's that? And he said, well, it's where I teach you to go into the records, and then I teach you to take your client into their own records. So then my whole job is to hold your energetic hand, take you up there, and to encourage you and to say, look over here. And what does that mean? And why do you think this is happening? And if you don't know, I can help you. I also tell you other additional stuff that I get. But, you know, at the end of the day, even if I know the answer, it's not my job to blurt it out. My job is to say, well, why do you think that is, and what does that tell you, and let's look over here now, and what do you see now? And this way it actually empowers people to take control of their own life, so when they leave the session they actually enact it and incorporate it into their lives. They go out and they say, I know what I need to do because my guides told me directly this is what needs to happen, this is why it needs to happen, so I'm gonna go do it.
Wow. Okay. Where do I start with that? That's fantastic. First of all, it's amazing. So you teach people how to read and speak to their guides and how to find their, I always think of a file cabinet with their records, old fashioned. I don't even know if they exist anymore, but then you can also teach them how to coach other people, like their clients. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And and people see it all in different ways. Lots of people see a library, and actually I had a client the other day that saw the old library drawers with all the little filing stuff in it. And she said, "That sounds a bit weird." And I said, "Absolutely fine." But then other people, they might see like sort of computer hard drives and stuff, but very rarely it's normally like a library. And yeah, like my whole thing is that everyone has access right now to their records. Everyone can totally go in there, whether you're an atheist, whether you're super into spirituality, whether you're really, really religious as like a Muslim or a Catholic. It really doesn't matter because it's nothing religious. It's completely your soul. It's completely within you. So I guess with atheists, it's probably more, they think of it more as a subconscious, and that's fine too. Whatever it is that you resonate with, that is the energy you're going to go into.
Wow. Can you kind of give us a little sneak peek or a little more about how that works or how you help them?
Yeah, so like a lot of things that happen are lessons, right? I think everyone can agree that they're all trying to teach us something, the good and the bad. It's all a way of us learning, either to excel or to get over things, or even just a karma thing, for want of a better word. So, literally, my clients will come to me for anything and everything. They will come to me for business advice, they will come to me for health advice, relationships, and just interestingly as well. Everything has its own records. So if you're an entrepreneur, your business or your businesses, if you've got more than one, all have their very own records. So we would go into your one to help with any blockages that you have, any problems that you have with abundance and allowing that energy into you, or something that happened to you when you were five that stops you from believing in yourself, or believing money is a good thing, or whatever it is, right? And then we go into your business records, which is completely different, and we go into that and we talk to a completely different set of guides, and we find out your ideal client, or advice on how to grow your business or market it or whatever it is. And then the idea is that then we have both of them and we can see if they go together or if they're going off in different directions, and we need to find a way of bringing you as the entrepreneur and your business back in line. And that's with absolutely everything. That could be with your pet, with your house, if you're like lucky enough to have a load of land, your land has its own records. You can literally go into all of the records of everyone and everything around you and find out how to align with them.
Wow, that's so cool. I bet everybody listening is going, yes, I wanna match mine to my business. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about some of your clients. You don't have to tell us their names, but where were they when they came to you? And then what did you help them through?
So I've literally had people that just have an idea or don't even have an idea, and it's by going into the records that they realize that they don't need to work for somebody else and that they can start that business that they sort of had in the back of their mind but never really thought it could come true. And then I've worked with people that have either had the same business or a load of businesses for 50 years even, and everyone in between. And like I said, you can literally go in and you can find out absolutely any answer that you want, anything that you're struggling with. Even if you can't verbally say exactly what it is that you're trying to find out, if you're sort of like, this feeling, I don't understand it, I don't know what I want from this or what it means, and you just go in and you just say to your guides, this feeling, and then they explain it to you. And so a load of my clients will come in, and maybe like I said, abundance is a huge thing. They've have great ideas. They're doing really well in their business, but there's just something that's stopping them from going to that next level. Or every time the money comes in, they immediately get rid of it. There's something about the flow of abundance is off. And we can go in, we can see if it's something from this life, like a trauma or a a block or a mindset that they either have for themselves or were given by somebody else saying to them, like, money is wrong, or you don't deserve it, or you're never going to be clever enough, or whatever it is. Or it can be a past life. And so we can go to your past lives as well, and we can find out that you maybe took a vow of poverty, or you were killed or something for your money, like you were robbed and you died, or a husband or a wife or somebody stole all your money and ran off with somebody else. And so you just made this vow to yourself that money is evil, or I don't want money, and money only brings me something bad or hurtful. And we can go in and we can find out what it is, first of all. And it's usually a couple of lives or things also in this life as well as the past lives. And we can go in, we can discover what it is. We can talk to our younger selves or our past life selves and help them get over whatever happened to them. And then we can do a lot of healing and releasing of that. And so many of my clients, it's either an instant thing while we're still in the records or it's later that day. The most it's ever been where someone hasn't noticed anything, it's been maybe a week or two. And then after that, they're like, it's just changed. Something shifted for me, like the money's flowing easier, or I have more belief in myself. And I've had clients that, like I said, didn't really know why they could never quite get onto that next level. They could never level up, or they could never keep the money coming in. And one of them, for example, was a bomb maker in a past life, and he was like the manager on the floor of this, I guess, factory. And he felt that he was a bad person because he was telling all these other people to make these bombs to go over to this war and kill a load of people. And so he made that vow there and then to not get high up in his jobs. So he could never get a promotion in this life. And he always struggled because he was a great worker. He wasn't lazy. He really worked hard. He could just never get to that next level. And it was because he'd made that vow of don't ever go higher, because then you're endangering people. And the more money you get, the more you're not going to care about these other people, and you're going to be this terrible person. So I'm just waffling on about stuff, but yeah, that's there's so many stories that I could share with you, but I'm sure we don't have time today.
No, that's fascinating. And it must have been so amazing for him to feel that relief afterwards. And it's funny you talk about the word money. And I remember reading that there's no other word on the planet that has so many emotions tied up with it. It's what, five letters? And, but when you speak it or say it or think about it, it can make you happy. It can make you frustrated. It can make you mad. And I guess that all has to do with, with what you associate with it and maybe what happened in your past.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
Wow.
I mean, we could even go into the power of words and things. I'm sure your listeners know all about that. Like, just the energetics behind words themselves have a huge impact, not only on the energy around you, but on your body. It can make your body stronger, or it can make it weaker, depending on the words that you use, especially with your little voice inside your head, right? So it's so important to have this good relationship with the energy of money or abundance in general, because we're taught that it's a bad thing. We're taught that it's greedy, and only bad people will have access to it. Or if you have too much money, then you're not going to be a nice person anymore. And that's not the case. There's so many people that have a lot of money that do really good work. And yeah, we just have to change that mindset around money, especially.
Yeah, that's so funny because we were talking to somebody, had a podcast interview before this, and she was saying how sometimes just a mindset shift, and I know that's probably part of a very small part of what you do, but if you think about, oh, this is something I have to do for my job or for my business, versus turning it around and saying, oh, I get to do this. I'm excited about this. Maybe I'm not loving it, but I can put myself in an energy where I can, flow through with it.
Yeah, like I choose to do it. I'm grateful that I get to do this, or I'm grateful for the rewards that I get after I've done this task that I'm not too happy with, right? Like I'm grateful for the energy that I receive afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. So you must have an in on the best way to market your business since you're connected.
Well, yeah, but it's very much for the individual, right? So it's like I said, everyone's got their very own business records. So you would go into your own records and it would be different for everybody. So whether I'm going into someone's records or their personal ones, I could go into those records with exactly the same question, exactly the same issue behind it, exactly the same everything. But it's going to be experienced differently. It's going to the healing behind it, or what needs to happen to release it is going to be very, very different. So the marketing is there in your records, and even if you have different businesses, they're all going to have different ways of marketing. So your one business might be like, oh, it's all about the social media, it's all about, being an influencer or something. And then the other one, it's like, no, it's all the word of mouth. It's all like very much this other sort of like, here's my business card, my paper, business card, and making those relationships in person. And it's going to be very, very different for every single business that you personally have, let alone for like, putting everybody in the same box for it.
Do you have a favorite like system, ritual, or tool that keeps you grounded or focused as a business owner?
So I'm very much a nature girl, and so going out bare feet on the grass or going through a load of trees and preferably a forest, that is my grounding. That is where I get to breathe. That's where if things aren't going so good, or I'm getting frustrated, or I have spent too many hours on my screen, I will then take myself off, and I will take my shoes off, my socks off, and I'll go out and I'll walk barefoot. Sometimes you're not able to do that, and in which case I have the hand over the heart and then the hand just below the belly button and just breathe, like even if it's just a couple of deep breaths. And you can do that anywhere, really. And just like just coming back to yourself. It's all about just taking those few moments just to be present. And that really, really, really helps.
Yeah, that's really hard sometimes. And
Yeah.
to, because sometimes I'll be working and I'll be so focused on something, and then all of a sudden I'll go, like, I wasn't breathing. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And then you kind of, like you said, kind of come back to yourself and say, wait, hang on a minute, let some of this go. Let's shake it out and,
Yeah.
and move forward. So, but I love that. I think nature is so important for almost everyone, would you say?
Yeah, like it's a life force energy. So it's very much like the heartbeat of the earth. It actually has this heartbeat, right? The Schumann resonance is it's there, and you can really, really feel that whether you're sensitive to energy or not, something changes when you feel the energy, when you can feel it vibrating through you, when you can see the greens and you can see the blue of the sky and you can hear the birds singing. It's all your senses all come into this huge vibrancy that is so, so very natural, and it's so very raw and primal to us. It's very much something that we lose connection with, especially when we live in cities, because we literally have the concrete jungle, right? Yes, we have trees in the city, but they're surrounded by concrete. We're walking on concrete. Like we see all the skyscrapers. We're not in nature when we're outside in the cities. So we do need to come back to ourselves and have that quiet time, I feel.
Yeah, that's so true. I actually was talking to someone and I said, well, because they have grounding mats that you
Yeah.
could actually just put under your feet. And I was saying, well, is that a good idea to get one? And she goes, no, just go outside because it's a different, I feel like the outside is the all experience. Like you said, the blue sky, the green grass or the green trees and the brown trunks and stuff is different than putting your feet on a mat.
Yes, for sure. Like if you really can't, if you're in like a skyscraper in the middle of the city and you can't get downstairs to the park or something, then yes, absolutely. Grounding mats really do help with that. But yeah, if you have just even a tiny square of earth somewhere, just go stand in it.
I love that. Or you can just get what do they have for the dogs? The little spotty potties that are the green grass. I don't know. It's not real green grass, so I don't know if it counts.
No, probably not.
No, probably not. Brilliant. So this is so interesting to me, Becca, and I feel like we're at a time now where more people are embracing talking about energy and talking about records and talking about, listening to yourself and feeling into your intuition and stuff. So, because I still feel like even like 10 years ago, I don't think people would have been quite so open about it. Do you agree?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's actually only the people alive right now that all have access to the Akashic Records. Before that, like a few hundred years ago, and all the way back to the beginning of time, it was only very, very spiritual people, like ascended master type people, that would have access to them. Like anybody else wouldn't, even if they really tried to, wouldn't be able to do it. So it's only now, no matter what level of spirituality we're at, our souls are all at a level, everyone alive right now is able to access the records. So there's no one out there that can't right now.
So exciting. Yay. So, Becca, I know there's people listening here going, wow, that sounds fantastic. I need to talk to her and see if she can help me. So, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
So probably the best way is to go on my social media. So you can go on Instagram or on Facebook. The Instagram is at Holistic Becca and Facebook is Ember Healing. And both of those have the link tree there, and it has my website, it has, LinkedIn, it has any fun things coming up, any events, any free stuff. And you can just navigate through that. There's also obviously my booking page, and you can just come and have a free chat with me. Like honestly, I, as you can probably tell, I can talk about this forever, so you don't feel obliged to do any sessions with me. You can just come have a chat, and I will talk your ear off about Akashic Records for sure.
I can tell that. So we're going to put those links in the show notes so that everybody has quick access to them. So I have one last question for you, which I ask all my guests, and that is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
So my tip is always to get to know how incredibly powerful your soul is. And just doing this work with the Akashic Records has really amplified that for me. Like I obviously knew all that before, but with the Akashic Records going in with other people's and seeing their soul's history and futures, and it's this huge energy, this huge power. And I don't think people truly realize the magnitude of their soul. And then you think of like lower stuff, like higher self, and even the ego and stuff, that's also powerful as well. So imagine how big your soul is. So my advice always is to really sit with yourself, tap in and discover the power of your own soul, because that then shapes your reality. That changes everything within you. There's nothing you can't do when you realize just how powerful you truly are.
Becca, that is so wonderful. That's like a big pep talk for all of us. We are powerful. So, and you've given us some power today. So thank you for joining me on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.